Hi guys! Well, now that you know what are action power words, I want to show you part two of this module, and that is the method to deliver the action power words brilliantly. Now, as soon as an MC or opens his or her mouth on stage, the audience immediately know whether they're in good hands or whether they're not. Now, your role as an MC is to captivate them, to hold their attention and focus them. Show them that you are the driver, you are the captain of the ship, you're in charge, and that's when they can relax. So using this method, you'll not only gain the command that the audience needs, but you're going to get their respect because they will feel that they can relax, they can feel comfortable in your hands. This also is one of the differences between a talking head MC and a top-notch professional MC. So what is this method? Well, with your vocal technique and using your action power words that you just learned about in the next module, I want you to get into what I call the CBD zone. Huh? What's that? The CBD zone. The Central Business District zone? Okay, no. It's just an acronym, but my CBD stands for your vocal technique. Vocal technique. It must be crisp. It must have bite. And it must be dynamic. CBD. Crisp, bite, and dynamic. So what does that mean, crisp? Okay, when I say your words must be crisp, I mean pace yourself. Don't slur your words together. Ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Crisp. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bite. Chomp down on the word bite. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure the words have a proper ending. Put the T's on the end of the words. Bite. Bite it so you actually like you're getting a bite out of what you're eating. And D is dynamic. So when you deliver something with dynamism, it's like a knockout punch. Knock them out. So you cannot be shy when you're talking to an audience. Audiences respect MCs that know their skills. So, for example, when you look at my 3+1 training that you received earlier, I will use this method when I open a show. For example, I'll say after I've come on stage, we're live at the St. Regis Hotel for the XYZ Gala Dinner, and we're going to have an awesome night tonight. Yay! Then I'll clap. What I wouldn't say is something like this. We're live at the St. Regis Hotel for the XYZ Gala Dinner, and we're going to have an awesome night tonight. Don't go down. I'm going to go up. So this is regardless of whether you're speaking English or not. The words in any language must be crisp. They must bite, have endings on the words. You must clearly enunciate the words, and they must be dynamic. End with a high, if that is required of when you're speaking at that time. Now, if words go down at the end, then this will also bring the energy down. So remember in the E-Wave module, we're working with energy all the time. So we're building energy, pulling it back a little bit, building it, pulling it back a little bit. You as the MC must have the highest energy. Why? Because highest energy always wins. Even if you're just doing some simple housekeeping announcements, you still must use this method. For example, housekeeping. For example, this could even be a VO from the back of the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We're going to begin the event in 5 minutes. Now, if you're listening to that in the audience, it's going to cut through noise, chit-chat, people talking to each other. So remember, as the driver, always have control. That is you. When the car drives into the CBD zone, they're at the mercy of the government. But when the car drives in your CBD zone, then that's the audience, they're at the mercy of you. Now, if English is not your main language and you're not confident to pronounce words correctly, this is something that I'm going to look at in another module. But for now, it doesn't matter what your main language is. You just have to think CBD. Crisp, bite, and dynamic. Now, a word of caution, however. I've seen a lot of MCs and they end up just trying to be dynamic all the time, saying things like, "Everybody scream! Everybody scream!" over and over and over again. Okay, this is not the CBD technique. This is an annoying technique. There may be a time where you have to get the audience, "Everybody scream!" Yes, but it just should be a one-off thing when it's required, when the energy is at that level. Now, the CBD technique is also used when the audience is quiet. For example, on a show I just did last week, I had a lot of citations to read and I had to read a script. So this is one I did on that show and this was how I read it. Hey, let me just fill you in on the background of what I was reading it for. This was for the boss, the managing director of the company, and it was a surprise. The staff had organized a special gift for him, and he was on stage because he'd just given out an award. So he thought he was going to take his seat, but I said, "Edwin, please remain on stage." See, crisp, bite, dynamic. "Edwin, please remain on stage." Then I took the notes that I had to read about him, and I read them, and I was facing him. I said, "Edwin, you have been with this company for more than 24 years. Edwin is a committed and dedicated workaholic. On a normal working day, he's in the office before 6:30 a.m. Now, this puts a lot of pressure on your staff. He works long hours, many times on weekends and public holidays. He travels very frequently at the expense of his family life and, to a great extent, his health. He's a simple and humble man. As a boss, he is a good leader who cares for his staff and even for their families. He adopted a pro-family policy and implemented the child care leave way before it was even legislated." Wow, Edwin, that is really admirable. That deserves a round of applause. Well done. "He is a very positive, encouraging man and is always willing to share his knowledge and experience. He is calm, even under pressure, and yet he's full of energy. We have full confidence in his leadership and would like to present him a token of appreciation for what he has done for us. Edwin, from your staff, congratulations." So, it's a kind of a confidence you have in your timing, in your ability to deliver the script. And also, when you're delivering the script, you must understand what you're reading. Many times I went off the script and I actually thanked Edwin and I asked the audience to applaud. So you really have to comprehend what you're saying so that when you open your mouth to speak, the audience understand clearly what you are saying. Got it? Yay! Good! Now, the key points. First of all, point number one, action, power, words are important. Point number two, the way we deliver action power words is just as important as the words themselves. Point number three, the CBD method, crisp, bite, dynamic, is applicable to all languages. And key point number four, this is a technique that is easily mastered. Now let's look at your action steps for these modules. Number one, guys, I want you to record yourselves. Use your smartphone. You don't have to do a video recording. Just your voice. How CBD are your words? Number two, ask your friends, when you speak, are they able to understand you clearly? Can they hear you well? Do they feel motivated when you're trying to motivate them? Enthusiastic when you're trying to be enthusiastic? How are you coming across to people with your words? And action step number three, watch other MCs. You can look at them on YouTube, rank them. See how you think they are and how you can learn from some of the good ones and improve from the ones that are not so good. So remember, guys, we are going for the best of the best. I want you to push yourself all the way past your limits, no matter what your main language is. The action power words combined together with the CBD technique are what's going to do it for you. It's what it does for me. It's what does it for me. So guys, get practicing so you can build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. Yay!